So the Crown accounts show that we've run a $9.7 billion deficit over the past financial year. It's half of what was expected, but it's still double what it was last year. The CEO of the Wellington Chamber of Commerce, Simon Arcus, is with us now. Evening, Simon.
Evening, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Grant Robertson's crowing about the better-than-expected numbers. What do you reckon?
Look, it's good news, particularly against what was forecast. But we've got to be honest, much of it is from people being pushed into higher tax brackets by inflation.
Yeah, so do you basically put this down to being saved by a higher tax take?
Look, I think it's the tax take. But the other thing I'd note here is, of course, opening the books is a bit about the past. And the question for a lot of businesses here in Wellington is, what's the future? And two things are probably on the horizon. One, what's the Christmas spend going to be like with inflation biting? The second thing is, what's the chance of a recession next year? And they're on businesses' minds.
Okay, so Tony Alexander said earlier in the year that he thinks a recession's not really necessarily going to happen, but that doesn't mean that we freak out. We could still freak out as consumers, hold on to our money a little bit more than we might have. Do you suspect that's going to happen this Christmas?
I look at indications that this is a possibility, because what happens is people look and they say, okay, everything's going to be 10%, 8% more expensive now. But they also sometimes bake that into the future. And the point is that businesses are sort of bracing themselves to say, well, what is that impact going to be for me? And of course, hard to know.
And so are businesses worried about this, Simon?
I think they are worried about particularly the possibility of a recession. And look, that's a global question as well. We know it's an issue we're all facing. And the other thing is, just got through 2 years of uncertainty around COVID. Facing another sort of 10%, 8%, 9% inflation would worry businesses hugely.
I look at the tax that's been taken in, $108 billion, up 11%. I look at that and think, time for me to get a tax cut. Given what's just happened in the UK, that's probably going to be a hard sell now, don't you think?
We'd all love a tax cut here. I think one of the things that's come out of it is that the finance minister certainly hedged a little bit about whether there'd be tax cuts for the middle class. And that's an interesting question. So that's one of those wait and see things. And for business, same question.
Hey, Simon, thanks very much. Simon Arcus, Wellington Chamber of Commerce CEO.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.